finished at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news. You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to having your dialogue and discussion on the issue today. We're asking the question, should Christians be called dunces or crazies or the darkest people? You say, well, why did you come up with that? Tucker Carlson just called Christians crazies, dunces, the darkest people. He is demeaning and discarding anything that we believe as Christians. We ought to talk about that today. I'm looking at a scripture in 2 Peter, the first chapter. Let me just read for you two or three verses beginning with verse 20. Let's back up to verse 19. We have also more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that is protos, number one, priority, know this, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. And to unfurl that, it's like taking a rope. You got all of the strands twisted together. You can't untwist the strands and pull one out and say this is what it means. Then in verse 21, for the prophecy came not of old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, it is God's word given to us through the hands and the pens of men that God moved by the work of the Holy Spirit to write what God wanted written, and it's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that we depend upon. And listen very carefully. Let me just do a little thumbnail elevator speech in this portion of the monologue to set the stage. Tucker Carlson demeans Christians because Christians with Jewish people believe that it is coming very soon that a third temple, or if you calculate the number of temples previously, maybe it could be called a fourth temple, will be built on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem where the El-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock today stands. I've got evidence in the Word of God, scriptural, absolute discernment in the scripture that shows us, points to us, the validity of the fact that there shall be another temple built, and it shall be built right on that 35-acre square that's called the Temple Mount, and I believe that we have biblical evidence of it. And Tucker Carlson is demeaning that, rejecting that, refusing that, and we're going to talk about that today. Do you believe the Word of God? If God's Word says it, that settles it, and that's enough for me. Maybe you can call me narrow-minded or somehow simpleton, but if I'm a simpleton or narrow-minded, it's because I simply believe what the Word of God says. And we have evidence and evidence and evidence in the eschatological prophetic text about the fact that another temple shall be in place when the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, comes into the world and steps on the scene after the rapture of the church and rules this whole world with an iron fist. May I simply say to you, Tucker Carlson is a Looney Tune. May I simply say to you, in my most humble opinion, Tucker Carlson cannot defend his position of demeaning and characterizing Christians as crazies, as he has just done. We're going to look at some articles of some of his speeches, some of his statements, some of his positions. We're going to look at the question, what theological background does Tucker Carlson have? What theological training does he have? Is he a trained theologian? Has he studied the Word of God? Has he analyzed it? Has he been taught to believe the Scripture and what the Scripture says? Or does he think he has the authority to question and to challenge and to demean God's Word and thus Christians along with it? If it sounds like I'm upset with it, it's because I am. If it sounds like there's a problem with Tucker Carlson, it's because I believe there is. And I would simply say this. If you have a way to get in touch with Tucker Carlson, talk with Tucker Carlson, encourage Tucker, I'd be delighted to debate that young man anytime, any place, based on the authority of Scripture, not based on his Looney Tune rhetoric, not based on, I don't know what happened to the boy. At one time, I looked at him as having some authoritative research skills and speaking the truth when he was anchored with Fox News. But I think he's gone off the rail like Candace Owens has very recently with some of her Looney Tune conspiracy theories. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that today, and I'd love to hear from you. Do you believe that as Christians, we stand on solid ground to simply say, God's Word said it, that settles it, whether I believe it or not, the Bible is the correct authority? That's the question. Does the Bible have the final authority, or do we as individuals, frail, fallen, sinful human beings, do we have the authority to say that God's wrong, God's Word is not authoritative, and we don't have to believe it? That's where we're going. And may I say to you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, it's based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, when the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said this, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God, where the Bible says, "Thy Word is truth." Let me just pause there for a moment. Maybe Tucker Carlson needs to read that verse. "Thy Word is truth." Not Tucker Carlson, not what his rhetoric might say, what he believes. I believe he's been biased against Israel, against the Christians, because of M-O-N-E-Y. I don't know. I don't have any documented evidence, but I have been made to believe that there's the potentiality that Tucker Carlson has received millions of dollars from the Islamic jihadist organizational groups, and therefore he is now against Christians and against the nation of Israel and Jewish people in general. Now, if you have evidence otherwise, love to hear from you. If you don't believe that, love to hear from you as to the rationale, as to what and why. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. I think it's time Christians stop being cowered into the corner or hidden under the bed or in the closet because of being demeaned by voices like Tucker Carlson and or others. Christians today need to be salt and light as the Lord Jesus Christ has commanded that would be in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and following. I believe it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and be that salt and light. Salt is something that prevents decay, or at least retards decay. Light expels darkness in a darkened world. And our world today is a decaying, darkened society. And we need those that will stand for truth, stand for the Christian, stand for the Word of God, stand for what God's Word says, without apology, without fear, and without favor. I believe that is needed today, perhaps as much as anything else. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." It was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, which, by the way, was published 47, 48, and 49. That's 1900, 47, 48, and 49. But that dystopian novel entitled 1984, George Orwell said this, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I believe that is relative today. I believe we need to understand that the further we get from the Word of God, the further we get from the truth book, the more there will be the disdain, the disregard, and the dissing of those that stand for truth as believers today. I believe this is the thing that effectuates such problems in D.C. I believe this is one of the major problems within the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. I believe this is one of the major problems in the Marxist media today, is getting away from the centrality of what is truth. I've been watching the newsreels around the Dow in the past week more intently, perhaps, than before, because of wanting to see every nuance of what is happening in the Middle East with the attack by Israel and America upon the nation of Iran. I've been wanting to see. And it's amazing to me, you can turn to the Communist Network News called CNN and find that they're taking the position, look how many Iranians have been killed. Look at the destruction of the Iranians' properties, etc., etc. Look at what is happening where civilians in Iran are getting harmed, hurt, or dead. In fact, I believe they said on the early morning news, the crying CNN news said that over 1,100 women and children, civilians, have been killed in Iran. Listen, war breaks things and kills people. It is decimating. And yet they're taking the side of the enemy, the one that has been attacked because of terrorism around the globe, taking that side in that position, defending that, rather than looking at the purpose for the, if you please, the attack on Iran, what was taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values derive from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. Therefore, if you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's factual even today. The further we get away from the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the more difficulty we're going to have in searching for and finding an element of truth in our nation. I'm looking at a headline that says, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. The article reads in part, American institutions are suffering from a collapse in public support. Among these institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. And that's factual today. But I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my position. That's my challenge each and every day, is for Christians to seek the truth. Listen to it, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, across America today, let me set the stage for our discussion today. Across America today, all that are conservatives, all that are Christians, all that call ourselves patriots are viewed by the Marxist media and the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party as being crazy, as being stupid, as being dumb, or outright called non-academic or idiots. That's some good terms. And that's what we've been called for a long time. The Socialist Marxist Media, the Communist Marxist Democratic Party, view each of us as we are Christians, conservatives, and patriots. Just because we stand against the immoral, ungodly, unethical move that's taking place in our nation, somehow, some way, we're looked at as being imbeciles. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're really saying is, relates to what I believe is a finding of what's happening with the war in Iran today. We see what's happening with the war against morals and ethics and values today. We see what has been taking place with the war against education in our school system today. We see what is war against Christianity, spirituality, and the biblical worldview. We find today there's a battle, and it's a demonic battle. We can fight against flesh and blood, but the Scripture warns us, the Apostle Paul speaking out of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 10 and following. We find in the 12th verse, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness and high places." Ladies and gentlemen, that's our battle today. That's the war today. But when we see what is taking place and what relates to the war in Iran, they're saying the Marxist media and the Socialist Communist Democratic Party, they're saying that Trump is wrong. He's killing innocent people. Saying the Republican conservatives are unwilling to have peace. Listen, I watched some of the Communist Network news and said one of the people that they were interviewing, I don't know who it was, said that the Republican Party just refused to have any further negotiations, any further peace talk. They just walked away from the peace talks and just simply wanted to bring war in the Middle East. That's the mindset. They are saying, as many of the Democrats are now accusing the conservatives of being white, are Christian nationalists. Listen, I'm a Christian nationalist. I don't apologize for it. I'm a Christian, and I believe in our nation. I believe in our flag. I believe in what God has done in giving us a constitutional republic with a Bill of Rights that no other nation has, ladies and gentlemen. So if you call me a Christian nationalist, that's wonderful. If you call me a white Christian nationalist, that's identified me perfectly. I'm not going to shrink away from it. I'm not going to be embarrassed by it. But there's some that use it as a pejorative term that somehow, some way, we're bad people because we embrace the flag, we embrace the Bible, we embrace what God says, and then they're using that as a cudgel against us. Now, I say, ladies and gentlemen, to the minds of the loose, likes, lost liberals, as I call them, when we stand against the sodomite LGBT agenda, we're narrow-minded. When we stand against the murder by way of abortion and the transgender movement that some now have looked at it as a basis of that just non-intellectual, non-scientific. You remember it was the Sir Anthony Fauci that said if we didn't believe in him, if we didn't follow what he said, we were disagreeing with science, we were standing against science. Well, we have those today on the left, the loonies on the left, that if we don't believe and embrace the transgender movement, then we're intellectually bankrupt, that we're somehow, some way, racist. If we don't believe in the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and embrace that somehow, some way, there's something wrong with we as conservatives, as Christians, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, there's a mindset in society today that's coming against the conservative Christian patriots in America. And we're finding that coming to a crescendo in the hearts and the lives of multitudes, just like Tucker Carlson. Ladies and gentlemen, with all that's being said, I find it absolutely insane, absolutely downright dumb for someone like Tucker Carlson calling Christians, Bible believers, as being deranged or demonic. Yes, Tucker Carlson goes further by calling conservative Christians, central biblicists, I call us. Listen, he says that they are craziest, the craziest, darkest people. Listen, as Christians have been demeaned, dismissed, and discarded on the left, it is now, we're finding now some of those that we thought had some brains left that's not taking the stand against we as believers today. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. I don't know if you recognize the danger of it. It's bad enough to have the left against it. It's bad enough to have those that are the trying to undermine our constitutional republic. It's bad enough to have those in the court system, the extreme court, and down under that, those that are undermining our constitutional liberties, those that are invading our biblical, theological, doctrinal rights as Christians and trying to undermine those. But when we have those ladies and gentlemen that are the talk show hosts that are carrying on like Tucker Carlson with the ear of listeners that's listening to every word that he says, I'm looking at a headline, and I'm going to take the opportunity to read the headline and then two or three of the paragraphs of thought in this article. Tucker Carlson, Jews want third temple, are deranged and demonic. This reads like this. Anti-Semitic far-right online influencer Tucker Carlson denounces Jews and all Christians who believe in biblical prophecy of a third temple in Jerusalem, claiming that the Iranian war is Israel's plot to lay the foundation for Israel's conquest of all of the Middle East. Let me read that again. I wanted to sink in before I go further. Anti-Semitic far-right online influencer Tucker Carlson denounces Jews and all Christians who believe in biblical prophecy of a third temple in Jerusalem, claims that Iranian war is Israeli plot to lay the foundation for Israel's conquest of the Middle East. This article goes on to say, the far-right podcaster Tucker Carlson denounced the strikes on Iran in the latest episode of his show this week, blaming Israel for America's involvement in the conflict, while also denouncing traditional Jewish beliefs regarding the Temple Mount and biblical prophecies. Hear that now. He's challenging not just the Jewish beliefs of a new temple, but also of biblical prophecies. What do the prophecies say? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize that here's a man that I believe has a twisted, deranged mind and a vacuous understanding of anything that's called biblical prophecies. Let me read further. In the 1 hour 45 minute monologue, the 56-year-old former Fox News host claimed that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu forced President Donald Trump to order U.S. strikes on Iran. Israel is manipulating the U.S. government, he says, in order to remove Iran as the final obstacle to the massive territorial expansion all across the Middle East by Israel. Quote, they, speaking of Israel, want parts of Libya. Excuse me, they want parts of Syria, parts of Lebanon. They're an expansionist power like most powers are. Carlson then, listen to this now, here's the point. Carlson, that's talking about Tucker Carlson, then excoriated Jews and Christians who believe in the biblical prophecy of a third temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, calling them who? Christians and Jews, calling them the craziest, darkest people on earth. It is something that I find absolutely distasteful, demeaning, and it demands a response. I'm responding today to the idiocy, the lack of any knowledge of biblical truth by Tucker Carlson. Now, I think that we need to understand, and I'm going to say this, and then we'll start taking our calls. Look at an article. I did the research, and AI may be right or may be wrong. This is an AI research document that I'm looking at. It says, Tucker Carlson does not have any formal theological training. He was raised in a secular family and identifies as an Episcopalian, but he has expressed a growing interest in faith and spirituality. He has mentioned that he understands that his understanding of religion has developed through his own personal experiences and conversations rather than from any formal theological education, end quote. Further, the article reads, early life and education of Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson was baptized as an Episcopalian. He grew up in a secular family, did not have any strong religious upbringing. His exposure to Christianity deepened during his high school when he dated the daughter of an Episcopalian priest. Further, the article reads, Carlson has expressed dissatisfaction with all mainstream churches. Now, that should set the stage for our understanding. Tucker Carlson has expressed dissatisfaction with all mainstream churches. He has mentioned that he is moving away from the Episcopalian theology towards Catholicism, influenced by a friend who is a devout Catholic, end quote. Carlson has discussed his spiritual journey and experience, including the notable encounter that he describes as being mauled by demons. Let me read that again. Carlson has discussed his spiritual journey and experience, including a notable encounter he described as being mauled by demons. Ladies and gentlemen, I think some of those demons remained in him, with him, controlling him, based on what I'm seeing and hearing today. I believe we have Brother Davis online. Go over the question or comment, please.
Pastor, this is exactly fulfilling the scriptures right down to the very T. As you mentioned in the precept right at the beginning, that men, that the Holy Spirit moved to write these things, this should not take us as a Christian as a surprise. God never did anything that he did not first give a warning he was going to do it. And this is exactly what he said he would do. He said they hate him, they're going to hate us. So we've already seen it, but this is just prophecy fulfilling itself, and we need to look up and just realize that God's word is true. It's going to happen.
Absolutely. I make the statement, if God said it, that settles it, whether I understand it or not.
Amen.
I am to believe it. I am to embrace it and take it by faith. And one of the things that we'll discuss further on the broadcast today is the number of things, and I'll touch on it now. The number of things that the Bible says that as Christians, we have an open heart to the Word of God. We embrace the Word of God. I believe the triunity of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I believe that Jesus Christ died, was in the grave 3 days and three nights, and rose again, having victory over sin, death, and the grave. I believe that Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh, God incarnate. I believe that Jesus Christ is coming back very, very soon. I believe the rapture of the church will take place at any moment, could take place before my next breath. I believe those things. Why? Because the Bible says it, and I believe in the prophetic text. Brother Davis, I don't know if you've counted them or not. I've researched it over the years. Some 331 prophecies about Jesus' first coming. All 331 of those prophetic texts about his first coming were fulfilled in his first coming. I believe it. And if I didn't even understand it, I still believe it because God's word said it. So the point that I'm making today in the rebuttal against Tucker Carlson is the fact that the boy's idiot, if you want to hear the young blood vernacular of that, if he says that we're crazy and we're the darkest people in the world because we believe in the prophetic text, and there are literally about a dozen or more texts in the Bible that points out very clearly that there shall be a new temple on the Temple Mount when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, that he'll rule and reign from it. And I could go into great details, which I plan to do today, about my belief in the prophetic text, there shall be a third temple. What are your thoughts on that before I let you go?
It is certainly going to happen, and I can be considered as a fool for Christ, and I wear that badge proudly.
Amen. Join the club, brother. I tell people I may be a nut, but I'm screwed on the right boat. So.
Absolutely. I'm on Lord Jesus and give.
Amen. That's right. Absolutely. Brother Davis, thank you so much for your calling. God bless you as we keep looking up. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. I don't know whether it grasped you or not. I don't know whether it's gotten your attention yet or not. I pray that it has. Love to hear from you. As Christians, are we to somehow, some way, modulate our beliefs based on what Tucker Carlson says? Are we to bow and to bend, hide under the bed or in the closet with our beliefs because of what some secularist might say that knows nothing about the Word of God, nothing about the theological, doctrinal, prophetic text of the Word of God, and has the mindset somehow that we as Christians and as Jews, Christians and Jews, because we believe that there will be a third temple built on the Temple Mount, that somehow, some way, as Tucker Carlson calls it, we are the craziest, darkest people in the world. Listen, we're being demeaned today on every side. We're being challenged and chided today on every side. But you remember in the text, in the John text, I believe it's the 15th chapter, where Jesus said, if the world hated you, it's going to hate me, it's going to hate you. If the world is against you, it's going to be against me, it's going to be against you. And that's where we're seeing today. That's what we're witnessing today. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We're going to have the top of the hour news right after the news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.